This is our B moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am asking a question. Are you using your time wisely? I don't know about you, but it is about day 35 for me honoring my stay-at-home order. In the beginning, I was glued to the television. I kept watching that ticker in the corner of my screen as the number of cases and deaths continued to escalate. I was also watching to learn and soak in as much as I could about the coronavirus. Lately, I've been talking about God doing something new, both in the world and in our lives specifically. I also confess that sometimes I will put off doing that something new that God is calling me to do. Instead, I end up watching far too much television and simply stirring around, putting off until tomorrow what I should be doing today. When I turn to the scriptures, I reflect on how David spent his time. He was a master at using his time constructively. While we know David to be a warrior-like king, he was also a very gifted harp player. David was also a good dancer, and he spent time honing his archery skills. David teaches us two things. First, he is a great example of someone who knew how to use his time wisely. And second, he would never shy away from an assignment God put before him due to fear. Has God put something on your heart to do and you continue to put it off? If so, try starting with small steps and hold on to these words. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work you gave me to do. John 17:4. Share today's message and watch B Moments every Wednesday on the Boost of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, your time is precious.